Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a very special guest today, and you are all going to recognize her. Nancy Miller Ogren is going to be here with us today on Journeys in the Overview for 2007. Before we get a little bit more into that, though, I would like to make a couple of little statements here real quick. I have a whole lot of guests coming on that are going to be talking about some major changes coming up for 2007/2008. I myself have seen a lot of different things coming up, a lot of activity, and the guests are going to reflect the reality of what's going on in the here and the now, and Nancy Miller Ogren is nonetheless any different as far as what she's sharing with us for 2007, astrologically speaking. You know, I welcome your questions and your comments. Please email me. That's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And please send me your questions or your comments, especially after listening to all the great guests that we're going to be having this year on Journeys with Rebecca. Special thanks to Sandy Andrews, Universal Learning Series. Please check out the link. And to Fate Magazine, who has been published continuously since 1948. Their web address is www.fatemag.com. And if you have missed a show and would like that, please hit the archives free of charge, and that's jwrradio.com. And we look forward to that, and as well as, don't forget, we do podcasting. And please, this is the best time of the year to set up for your own personal and private reading. Contact me. There's links all over the page for personal private reading. Email me, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, and I'd be happy to get back with you, or call 888-958-2768. Now, real quick, back to Nancy Miller Ogren. 2007 overview, astrologically speaking. Oh my goodness, you people, you have no idea what kind of stuff is going on. It is crazy stuff, which is going to affect every aspect of everyone's life. And forewarned is forearmed. So all this information is going to be absolutely powerful and positive. Stay with us, and we'll be right back. Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and the learning the ways of the Creator. Your never-ending life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. For more information on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and online at Amazon.com.
Journeys with Rebecca is sponsored by Fate Magazine, providing true accounts of the strange and unknown for over 58 years. To receive your free copy of Fate Magazine, call 800-728-2730 or log on to fatemag.com.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. Today's guest, my very favorite resident astrologer, Nancy Miller Ogren, is here with us today talking about 2007 overview and what we can expect respectively each month, kind of as an overview in a general kind of sense. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thanks for having me back. It's good to be here.
It's always good to have you on. And you know, before we get started on that, I do want to mention something. Right here at the beginning of the show, it talks about if you have a question, if anybody has a question, to email me. But we also want to remind people that Nancy and I also will answer your questions right on the air. Nancy is on the show every other week, giving her update on the new moon and full moon for each month, respectively. And so at that time, we can also take an email question or two and answer it as it pertains astrologically as well as psychically to the questions. So don't forget to email us. That's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. So we look forward to having all those emails so we can start getting back on track with that again with everyone and reading those questions for you.
You bet.
So 2007, oh my goodness, it's here already. And what is going to be happening for the year, Nancy? This is crazy stuff already.
Well, yes, it is. I'm in Colorado, so it's weather crazy, all kinds of things. So, but I also think 2007, I think we did a lot of cleanup in 2006. I think the fact that Jupiter was in for most of the year was in Scorpio. And when you've got Jupiter, who is a very expansive planet, in a very private sort of I don't want you to know my business sign, it isn't easy to see expansion as the outcome. But what we did do was expand, I believe. This is how I believe we use Jupiter in Scorpio. By expanding our own clarity about what motivates us, what it is that holds us back. I'm not saying that we all got the picture in front of us and embraced it and said, I'm past that and I'm just shooting forward. But at least we were acknowledging with Jupiter that there's a more expanded way of looking at sort of the way life goes. And then in late November, Jupiter moved into Sagittarius, which is fire, the archer. You all know how I love shooting those arrows. And now we've got Jupiter really in a place where we can all go forward with Jupiter. So into 2007, I feel like we really started stepping up and planning. I mean, I've had a lot of both friends and clients say to me, I want to know where I'm headed in 2007. They're not going to leave it to chance after all and the random chaos of the universe, whatever. They're going to step up and take equal. And I believe that also is both personal, national, and global. I think we're starting to agree that we must step up to take our position in the bigger picture. And if we don't like how things are going, it isn't about complaints. It's about stepping up and taking charge of our own life, of our own national sort of philosophy of how life is, and globally, how we see life. And so I think one of the biggest things into 2007 is definitely Jupiter in Sagittarius. And I think that's very important, obviously. And I think that one of the other markers is Saturn is retrograde. The planet Saturn is retrograde. And it is there at least by itself retrograde until April, till another planet goes retrograde. But Saturn, whose ruler is Capricorn, and Capricorn is where we are till the end of January, till about the 21st of January, and we've been there since December, I think we really have to look at that, too. We have to look at Saturn rules Capricorn, an Earth sign, and we have to be ready to say, am I ready to pick this up and pick up my part of the responsibility? Because Saturn and Capricorn are all about what is my responsibility. Normally it's because I need to know because it's going to overwhelm me. How about we look at it, I need to know because I've got tools to move forward. I think this is very much where we're headed in 2007 is, I want it different and I will be the catalyst of that. I am not expecting any outside source, anybody, to rescue me. I'm releasing rescue me as a solution to anything.
Well,
and I think that's important.
Well, I do too, because rescuing also, somebody that has a need to feel like they need to be rescued is also a lot of times thinks of themselves as a victim.
Absolutely.
And we must get over that because we are not victims. None of us are unless we allow that.
And that's how we must really look at the idea of how say, a trend, for instance, the housing market trend. I don't believe in that it slowed down and the economy's, you know, sinking or whatever. I think when you ask people to both be afraid and shop, you aren't going to get what you want. You can't tell people to be afraid and then expect they're going to make one of the biggest purchases of their life. I think we have to be realistic about we create our own balance and our own abilities. Yes, a market can be slow. I understand that. There's, you know, cycles. But a cycle of knowing that you're moving forward in your life is the main thing you hold on to. And that's why I say I think we're reviewing what it is early in the year. We're reviewing what it is we're looking for, not what it is we're being told to look for. I want independent thought more than anything. More than anything, I believe independent thought will help us move forward. All of us. All of us.
I agree.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, so that's kind of what's going on. Want to go through each month, or how do you...
Sure.
Want to, okay.
Well, I'll try to go through each month. There's some highlights early. Like I said, we're already January, February. We, of course, have Aquarius in February, and we have the Aquarius new moon because the sun is in Aquarius, and that's air. And I think it, again, it's exactly what I was talking about, progressive beliefs and social expressions and how are we being fair-minded. Letting go of the enemy at the gates mentality and letting go of it's us and them in our own country. I think we have to find unity, absolutely. But even before that new moon, we have in February the Leo full moon, and that's always exciting because that gets the fire going. We had a Cancer full moon early January, the Capricorn new moon January. The first chance to have fire since late fall with Sagittarius is the Leo full moon. And then when we go into March, what's really important to talk about, we go into March and we have a Virgo full moon about the 3rd of March, lunar eclipse. And then 2 weeks later, we have the Pisces new moon solar eclipse. We have two sets of eclipses,
wow.
And these are the early ones. Virgo full moon lunar eclipse triggers that Virgo new moon solar eclipse last fall. So we're reactivating a lot of that purpose-driven life strategy in March, and I think that's real important. I want us to be very aware that again, what you're working toward is that re-stimulation of those ideas that you were dedicating yourself to last fall and the fall before, because these Virgo Pisces axis eclipses go on. They're about a 2-year cycle, so we're playing two signs for a while. And this is important to realize, you know, your authenticity, looking at your authenticity and what your healing processes are. Again, that this is where I really believe body, mind, spirit is at its strongest, is when you're in a healing process, you are in a physical healing, a spiritual healing, an emotional healing, all of that. All of that is going on when you really dedicate yourself to coming into focus, coming into balance. So that Virgo lunar eclipse in March is very important. And like I said, and then we have 2 weeks later a Pisces solar eclipse. Again, we've been playing this opposite each other for the past 2 years, and we do it again this year in the fall. They're opposite. But so a Pisces solar eclipse really gives us an opportunity in March to to decide more about that spiritual healing, that clearing. What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Are you getting regular body work? Are you journaling on a regular basis? What are you doing to make it better? And that's really the key to this whole first 3 months, I think.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that makes total sense, though, with what you're saying.
Right.
Cool. All right. Well, that sounds sounds exciting already.
Yeah.
Solar lunar eclipse in 1 month, and oh my goodness.
Yes, it is. I think.
Yeah,
I really feel like 2007, because I think this is sort of the interim year. 2008 is again lots of things happen. Politically, 2008 is going to be very. A center part of our lives. Lots of things going on in 2008 that I think 2007 is honestly, in my opinion, the prep year.
Right.
If you want to be ready for your own future, this is really the let's get organized year. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm all for that.
Let's see what we're going to do. Let's see how we're going to do it. And actually block out time. I mean, again, I think we need to grow up as a nation, and I think what we need to do is say, I am not waiting for anybody to tell me anything. I'm looking at what my sensitivities are about all parts of my life, my country, my world, and see what I can do to support that.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I like it. Good ideas.
Yeah.
Good thought processes. Okay, so what's coming up in the second quarter?
Well, after we are awakened with those two eclipses in March, absolutely.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, huge. I think we're then when we move into April, and we really begin with really the middle of April with the Aries new moon. Again, this is our second chance at fire. We're going to be fired up. And that's spring. I mean, that's the middle of April. It's where, now what? Now what do I want to do? I want to get active. Really get active. Again, in that first quarter when you were getting massage and you were maybe taking nice long warm baths and, you know, kind of being in a meditative process. This is where you activate. This goes back to, again, that body-mind-spirit balance. That body needs stimulation. You can accomplish a whole lot more if you've started the day both with a little bit of meditation and then a lot of activity. And however you can fit that in your day, and maybe this is the year you say to your boss, we don't get that morning break or that afternoon break, and I need to take it because I need to take a nice little trot around the building or whatever.
Right.
Start asking for the right to be healthy.
Right.
I really feel like, again, it's up to us, the inertia that we do not want to have carried forward. It's our job to do something about it, not anybody else's. I'm not, don't start asking. I had a job a number of years ago at a German research company, actually. So it wasn't, flexibility wasn't their first name, let me tell you that. I must have been in a sort of a rebel phase or something of my life, because I the 2.5 years I worked for them, I just pushed the envelope. I wanted to recycle. I wanted them to use different products. I cared about that, but I certainly wasn't the one at the head of the parade. And I wanted things to be fair. And I wanted, for instance, the scientists, it was a research facility like Procter & Gamble's. And I wanted them, it was a German company. I wanted them to, and they would complain about how long they would come in at 6 in the morning. Sometimes they wouldn't take lunch. They would stand at a table looking in a microscope. And I kept saying, why don't you go outside I mean, it was Northern California. It was beautiful. So I fought for that for them. And I fought for a lot of things. 2 years, it wasn't, but I felt so invigorated because every time I asked for something, they would say, sure, that sounds good. That was, well, sure, that's okay. Nobody had spoken up before. I don't know why.
Huh.
And that's why I say, you don't know till you ask.
That's right. That's a true statement.
You never know till you ask.
That's a true statement. So there you go. You must ask, and that's across the board.
That's right. If you want it different, don't go home and tell your mother or your husband. Go tell your boss.
Right.
Or human resources or whoever. But you say it in a way that it isn't, you know, you're not demanding, you're requesting. Very different energy. One flows down, demand. One flows up, request.
That's correct.
And you'll see the energy.
I love it. Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect, perfect.
So that's spring.
I love spring. Spring is my favorite.
And I just think we don't, again, I don't think we are sensitive enough to cycles to realize that when spring comes, and again, I think people become discontented because there's an activity that's supposed to take place here. I mean, you know, in ancient times, we'd go plant a huge crop.
Right.
We don't do that anymore, right. Most of us.
Right.
So what we need to do is plant something and let it be for the benefit, just like a crop is. Do what you need to do to benefit those around you. And don't make it all about, it's all about me and my discontent. No. It's about, for the benefit of everyone, I would like to see this happen.
Right.
And that's how you do it. And that's charity. That's what charity is.
Yes, that's true. And many of us do not have that. There's many people out there that don't know what charity is.
No.
And it's actually become a negative word.
Yes.
Charity,
yes.
You know, what do you expect, charity? Well, I think they've got the actual idea or concept or the definition inaccurate in their own mind when they use the word charity.
Exactly. It is. It sounds like, okay, now we've sunken as low as we can go. We're considering charity.
Right.
No. Charitable. Yeah, it's, again, it's a very uplifting and balancing energy. There is nothing... If you're again with these storms, it just happened yesterday. My daughter went down the street and ended up in a snowdrift, and our we're not too well cleared on our streets anyway. And there really was, I mean, I was helping her and whatnot, but one of the neighbors came with a truck and he helped us and, you know, rocked the car and moved it a little bit because he was stronger than we were, but we helped, and we got the car out. That goes on all over town every day.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
That's charity.
Yes,
that's caring.
Is. Yes.
That's, we're all in this together, and boy, we're all in this together.
Whether
so
we believe
I
that
think
or not.
We do have to remember that.
We do, and we do need to do that on a daily basis.
Yes.
You know, there's so many times, like in a grocery store, somebody will come up, can you read this price for me, or do you know where that's at?
Mm-hmm.
And I will stop and talk to them, and if I don't know, I tell them I don't know, and if I do, I will. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's just random acts of kindness is something, I think, Nancy, they used to call it.
Yeah.
You guys, you need to hang on, because we're going to be right back. Do not go away. Stay tuned.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Own the DVDs that Hollywood producers don't want you to see. ISPR investigates The Comedy Store and ISPR investigates Crest Hill Mansion, both featuring well-known psychics Derek Acora, Peter James, and Linda McKenzie, showcasing their psi abilities interacting with earthbound entities in full, raw, and uncensored ISPR investigative footage from 1999. The new ISPR DVDs are available at JourneysWithRebecca.com and makes the perfect gift for yourself or the paranormal enthusiasts on your list.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guests, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back. We are here with my very favorite person, my resident astrologer, Nancy Miller Ogren. We are talking about the 2007 overview, kind of a highlight as to what's going on, energetically speaking, where the planets are moving in and out. And we talked last segment about the month of March, if I'm not mistaken, of having
right.
a solar and lunar eclipse, and that's really going to jumpstart things yet again. And then you kind of left off on last month, in April. Boy, am I way ahead of myself.
I'm already there.
Where you're at. Anyway, I'm going to let you continue on with that because, you know, we really have so much to cover, and I'm hoping that people can get a whole kind of general aspect as to really what's going on. And one thing before you get started, I want to kind of remind people, 2007 is really a prep year for 2008, because as I look at what's going on around the world, nationally as well as internationally, 2007 seems to be a huge year for many different things, but I don't know if all of what I'm seeing is actually going to transpire in 2007 as opposed to as the energy is in place for events and situations for 2008. It's kind of my overall sense impression of things. So it's very important that we do get out of the me thing and look at what we can do, not only for our communities, but for others around us, and understand that we are really all one unit.
Right.
Because what affects one will affect another. When we're talking about nationally, when we talk about laws, rules, regulations, elections, et cetera, and so forth.
Well, absolutely. And I think I heard on the news last night that our local CBS station, as it happens, and that's where Oprah shows here, and apparently a few weeks ago she gave people $1,000 and some of them went out and just did phenomenal things. Got one of them, I think, got $1,000 up to $100,000 and donated it. And I know the reason they did it was one of the women was local. And she was trying to raise money for a woman who had suffered domestic violence and been shot in the face. And so she had given her on the show, I guess, $1,600. Well, the local CBS station that Oprah's show is on has been flooded with donations for this woman's surgery.
Wow.
In the weeks to come, you know, in the weeks since then. And it's they've set up a bank account for her and everything, and it's... And so what they're doing at that station now is setting up a fund where they will continue to find needy cases in the city, you know, in the area of Denver, and will contribute every month an amount of money. So that's an ongoing fund.
See, there you go. There's
charity. I mean, there it is.
There's
there
charity.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge shift. Like I said, I think one of the most damaging belief systems in the world is them and us. I think it can bring civilization to a halt if we're not careful.
I do too.
And so, again, what we're really looking at in 2007 is the opportunity to step back from that brink of such division and take the opportunity to begin to find what that bridge is that will bring us back into civility, being civilized with others.
Yes.
We do not have to go into that old mentality. We don't.
I agree.
And that does mean growing up emotionally.
Yes.
And so in May, I had a point here.
You do. You usually do anyway, girl.
I know. I just take the side road to get there. that with the Scorpio full moon and both the sun, the new moon in Taurus, and the Scorpio full moon are in May. Sometimes the new moon might be nearer to when the sun goes into Taurus around the 21st of April. But both the full moon and the new moon, so it's very May oriented. Taurus is very May oriented and very. And like I said, we have the full moon first, early, like the 2nd of May, and then the 16th we have the new moon. And Scorpio, you know, these opposites, the full moon is always six signs opposite, exactly opposite where the sun is. And with this Scorpio full moon, we're really being charged up about what do we want to change, regenerate, transform. Lots of energy in there about this. This moon is really asking about who are you loyal to? What are you loyal to? This is a little bit about the aspect of Saturn in Leo aspecting this moon. And so where are we connected and what realms are we listening to? You know, if you're going to church on Sundays, if that's where you're getting your connectedness spiritually, then I would like you to look at how positive are the messages, and metaphysically, how positive are those messages? What are you hearing, and what do you hear in your own meditation? We've got to be listening to the messages, and I think this. Getting to May, first we're told in this Scorpio full moon, what is it that you desire and what resources are you going to use to achieve that desire? It's, again, this is really a year about how do you make what you want to be true happen? And then we get, again, moving on into May. Then we have this Taurus new moon, and that's how do you manifest it. I mean, all the hopes and dreams in the world, when you get to a Taurus new moon, that's the earth sign, Taurus goes, okay, tell me what you want me to, give me a wheelbarrow and let me go out and get it. Tell me what you want. Because it's absolutely grounded in fruition, having it become an outcome, not about a meeting about a theory or let's talk it over. That Taurus new moon in May is saying, let's keep our momentum going. Let's go out and start having it come into manifestation, into form. So you better be ready by May, babies.
All right, so there you go.
Now, you got to be ready. And you've got to know that what you intend, you will create. You will bring into form. So intending less negative thoughts, intending more action and pro-action. How much do you convey what it is you intend to have happen? It's the laws of attraction. If you're telling everyone how awful things are, you're attracting more awful things to guarantee that you're right.
That's right.
And if you're telling everyone that you're optimistic about what's to be in these months to come, you're going to be very happy with what optimistically comes to you. And that's what, I mean, here we are, you know, looking at the middle of this year, of 2007, and I want to be feeling energetically that the shifts that we need to have happen to bring balance back are coming. That what we're thinking about possibilities of peace are coming, are moving, are happening. Let go of whoever's idea it was to have harmony and a way, and don't make it, again, don't make it about this doesn't work for me because so-and-so decided they could make this work. If it's going to work, your energetic support is important. And that's with Taurus. I mean, you've almost got to, with Taurus, it's about the heart, the planting and the food. So what you ought to do is plant an herb garden around the new moon in May.
There you go.
Because it's really, I mean, and that's my, you know, my other enthusiasm is that we've lost ceremony and ritual and ceremony in the modern West.
Yeah.
We and I'm serious. I think everybody ought to have one of those little pots with chives in them. I don't care. Do something that says, at this moment in time, I was connected.
Right.
To the ancientness of cycles. And so I really mean it. Write it on your calendar and say, you know, Wednesday the 16th of May, I'm planting a garden
there
in
you
my
go.
Kitchen window.
There you go. There you go.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Because we've got to be motivated. We've got to be motivated.
That's true. Absolute truth right there.
Yep.
Okay, so then after that, what comes in?
Well, at the very last day of May, we have a Sagittarius full moon fire. And that, I feel like last fall's Sagittarius moon, sun and new moon energy, sun-moon energy, was so helpful. And again, when we had Jupiter move into Sagittarius last fall, it's so helpful. So this is where I feel like you also pick up those, you pick up the idea that you've got somewhere to go and you're going to go there. You've got things to do and you're going to do them. And Sagittarius wants you to feel like you are truly capable of anything. And the more adventurous it is, the better it is. So if you've been waiting to do anything, this full moon is a great time to do it. It's a great time to do it. And on into that month is, of course, the Gemini, because that's where the sun is in Gemini. We have, in the middle of June, we have the Gemini new moon. And that's very important. That's very important because that's those ideas and the air. Gemini's an air sign, so the air and the ideas and the expansion and how can we do things and how do we want them to go. And then the next day is one of our Mercury retrogrades.
Uh-oh.
I know. So just know that if 15th of June we have a Mercury retrograde, and it'll be in place for 2 weeks. So you continue expanding, review. Remember, retrograde is about the re-words. Review, reframe, all of that. It's about taking a step back. So as you're getting that enthusiasm from Sag and Gemini, in those 3 weeks that Mercury is retrograde, just feel like, okay, before I go forward, before I start interviewing, before I go talk to somebody about what my ideas are, I'm going to look them over, talk to people. It's not a bad time to talk to people about ideas in a Mercury retrograde. Don't send an email about it because it'll get lost in God knows what land.
Yeah, out there in fiber optics or something somewhere.
See, because Mercury rules electronics.
Uh-huh.
And so, but you might want to have coffee with somebody and actually talk to them one-on-one.
That would be a good idea.
And that is really another thing about Mercury retrograde. That's a good time to have a talk. Because Mercury is a fast mover. And we always feel like that's why things go kind of wrong, too. Because we're at a pace But during Mercury retrograde, we have to slow down that pace. So you can't be doing three things on your computer or six things at the same time. During Mercury retrograde, don't make conference calls. It's not going to go well.
Yeah.
And the same thing, don't run three big jobs at the same time. I mean, use some common sense. And again, Mercury retrograde is not your enemy. It is asking you to take a breath and decide what exactly is your focus.
Exactly.
And I say that unless it's my system that went down, then I'm cranky.
And, you know, here's what I heard. Rewind. Rewind is...
That's right.
It's like you go back and you look and you go, okay, so where was I headed and what was I doing?
Yes.
And that will help you to keep focus when you do a little bit of that rewind, review, as you said, that kind of thing. You guys hang on and we'll be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Get your personal and private reading from Rebecca. To schedule an appointment, call 1-888-95-TAROT. That's 1-888-958-2768. Find out where your life's journey will take you.
Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and the learning the ways of the Creator. Your Never-Ending Life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and the superior spirit. For more information on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and online at Amazon.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. Thank you for staying with us. Today we have Nancy Miller-Ogren. We're doing a 2007 overview, and we're about halfway through the year, and Nancy's going to kind of give us a rest of what we might be able to expect for the rest of the year. The first half of the year has just been absolutely crazy wild, and with lots of different energies coming in and out. And, of course, every other week Nancy will be on to give her new moon, full moon thing. And, of course, you can also check out her website, nancymillerogren.com. You can get onto her mailing list. She never sells or distributes it in any way. And you can get a free moon mailing in your mailbox, email box, free of charge, that will give you an update on the new moon, full moon for each and every month. It's really good stuff. So what's going on for the rest of the year 2007, Nancy?
Well, the summer is pretty reasonable. It's a lot. There's good energy, and there's we've got up through the Leo new moon at the end of July. Actually, the 10th of August, we pick up energy. I would just say enjoy your summer, and again, really enjoy your summer. Be focused on what's fun, not what is responsibility. But we have that Leo new moon at 10th of August, and then at the 28th of August, we have the Pisces full moon, and we've got that, so I talked about earlier, those two sets of eclipses, and this is the second set, and this is the Pisces full moon lunar eclipse, and then 2 weeks later, the Virgo new moon solar eclipse, about the 11th of September. And so this is now the third fall, the 3rd September, we've had a Virgo new moon solar eclipse. And that is really important to forward motion. And again, where we're headed. Because a lunar eclipse lasts maybe 3 months. A solar eclipse affects us for a whole year. So we're still in that energy of this is the 3rd Virgo solar eclipse. So if you've been having something present itself, this is the 3rd time, and how much grace is that this is the 3rd time you get to step into the space that says, what do you want and how do you want it, and let's get moving on it. That's what this is about. So be thinking about that, about you're headed for fall, and what you're doing is expanding on what you did maybe last year. I mean, I'm hoping some people are ahead of the game, you know. I really am. I'm hoping that they did it a year ago or 2 years ago, and they're the 2nd or 3rd year into it. If you're not, this is another chance, and you're going to be able to do what it is you're looking for, the ability to have this happen. And it's really nice and strong. And so look to what you want, whatever order. And because it's Virgo, Earth, it's a lot about practical order. You know, there's a lot of wonderful qualities, growth and humility and harvest and honesty of intent and your own spiritual initiation. And that's another area. Just because it's Virgo, that doesn't mean if you want to start a study group or you want to join a spiritual group or an order or something that you want to do, this is a great time to do this during a Virgo solar eclipse or around it. And so just know that in the fall, instead of that sort of winding down, don't wind down till the eclipse the solstice in December. You don't have to stop now. Get moving into the fall and feel very much, because after the next thing, 2 weeks later, we have an Aries full moon. And again, that fire is back for what are you looking for you to ignite yourself. I want to see this 2007. I want to see you finding something every couple of weeks to reignite your commitment to you. That's what's really the key. And again, as we go into October, you have the Libra new moon. That's an air sign. Libra is an air sign. So the sun and moon are in Libra. We're very much interested in that divine balance, connecting with our higher self, looking at the future, having a good perspective. The more you can agree that you're trying to achieve balance in your life, there's a ripple effect. And I know I've talked before, this is also the place where you love peace, you don't hate war.
Right.
This is that balance. It's so important. You don't resent, regret, or feel that you cannot accept someone's position. In the true Libra energy, you are gracious enough to say it brings balance when there are two different perspectives. In the middle is probably the best truth.
Uh-huh.
And then you let it go. I hate the idea that we argue.
I do too.
I just think it brings us out of balance. So just what I said, don't hate anything.
Right.
Achieve your own sense of balance. You don't have to argue, you know, where we are is in the calendar is headed for Thanksgiving. And I talked about it this last year. You know, just because your father-in-law says at Thanksgiving dinner, or your mom, or whoever, makes a statement doesn't mean you have to argue with them. Ignore it. It's not a problem. Opinions have gotten them there. What about your opinions? Your opinions got you here. But one of your attitudes needs to be that their opinions are perfectly free and able to be there. And yours are over here, and there's no reason to get into it.
That's right. I agree with that 110%.
And I think it's really important that we realize that. I really do. And the fall is the time, again, this is the fall of 2007. There's going to be it's already here in January. We're already discussing 2008 politics. October of 2007, it's going to gear up like crazy. It really is going to be like the carnival came to town.
Yep.
To already, every town.
Yeah, I've already seen that.
Yeah. And so what we have to be in, and again in that fall, late October, we have the Taurus full moon. We need to ground there. We need to get again into what it is we want and how we want it and what it's going to look like for us. And like I said, we have that Scorpio new moon about the 9th of November. And in Scorpio, you have to be very, very, very careful. You have to be very careful. You can do deep process and have wonderful breakthrough. We also have that incredible intensity of Scorpio, so you have to be real careful because the shadow side of Scorpio is one of the more intense experiences we can have. And no matter what sign we are, that shadow side of Scorpio, particularly when the sun is in Scorpio from the end of October through November, we have to be very careful.
Nancy, oh my goodness, thank you for the 2007 overview. Thank you so much, and we're going to be talking to you here in a few days. You guys, do not go away. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What a wonderful show. I do hope you enjoyed it. And a reminder to check out my website, that's journeyswithrebecca.com. And please email me. Tell me what you thought of today's show. That address is mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And a special thanks to the sponsors of Journeys. Fate Magazine. Since 1948, Fate is the longest running publication of its time. You can find out more at FateMag.com. Also, Your Never Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by Sandy Andrews. To find out more, go to UniversalLearningSeries.com. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time. Blessings to you all, and goodbye for now.